All right, no problem. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
You got a chance to make a touchdown yesterday. That has to leave you a little bit happy.
Yeah, it was good to get back involved in it. It was good to get involved back in the offense.
Did you have a feeling coming into the week that it was probably going to be a little bit more tight end oriented based upon the game plan, or was it a surprise when the game began that you guys were featured on that first drive?
No, it was actually a little bit of a surprise. When we just kind of got involved there early. Me and Ben were actually laughing about it on the bench. We both had a catch on the first drive. It was one of those things where we got involved early.
I know you guys are excellent, generally speaking. I can't speak for everybody. Generally speaking, guys are supportive of, if we win, everything's okay with us. But is it difficult sometimes to go 60 minutes and see that position, which is a skill position, only see the ball with looks maybe three times and maybe go without a catch? Is it difficult to stay engaged in the game, or is it hard to say, man, we need to see some looks?
Being a professional, you have to just do your job and take advantage of the opportunities when they come. So, you just really got to focus in. For me, I really look at, okay, well, I may not be getting the ball in the situation, but we're running the ball well, and I'm a part of that, or whatever it may be, or from called on the pass protect, then, that's what I'll try and go out and do and do a good job in that, just take, solace in that. So, like I said, I like to be. It's fun when you get involved in the passing game as tight ends, but just whatever the game plan calls for, that's what you have to go with.
Chris, you're obviously aware that a lot of fans have wondered where the tight end has gone on the offense. I know, maybe even kiddingly, you've probably wondered sometimes the same thing yourself. Nevertheless, you got a chance to get involved, as you suggested early on. What has been the what's been the foundation for the tight end this year? Have you guys been instructed we need you to block more?
It's not really been said that, this is what we need you to do or anything like that. It's just kind of how the game plan has evolved, as we've gone through the season. And so, we've just kind of stuck with it and gone along with it. So, it hasn't been sort of like a conscious thing like, well, no, we're going to really need you in the, in protection or in the run game. It's just the way the game plan has evolved. And, like I said, we just got to go with it wherever they decide to go with it.
Hey, Chris, we've spoken today to Ty Warren and Sammy Morris, two guys who've been here for different lengths of time. You're in your first season with this team, having come over from the Jets. Is there a feeling every season takes some time for players to build up a harmony and an understanding of what everything's all about and how people fit together? Has it been difficult to get to that spot this year? And how close are you guys to maybe feeling the kind of harmony and unity and purpose that a good team needs to have?
Well, I know this. I can literally speak for myself, but being coming over in my first year as a free agent, the reason I came here was to win. And I know a lot of guys came in and from all other teams, and that's our goal in coming here, is to get a chance to win. And win big games and obviously win the Super Bowl. That's what a lot of guys come here for. So. That's really what it's been about for, me personally, and I know some of the other guys, and that's what we really try, strive for every day is, go out there working hard and trying to, work together as, and like you said, become a team, and that's what we've been, that's what we've been trying to do.
I think that is one of the things that, it's certainly been apparent about this year, and it's good to hear you say that. The guys come here because largely they want a shot at a championship because they know the way things are done, and yet this team has sort of turned itself over a little bit, not only with different names, but maybe even with some younger players compared to what it's been in the last few years. Now, this only being your first year with New England, Chris, this might be a difficult question for you to answer, but I'll give it a shot here anyway. In terms of veteran leadership, of which you are certainly one of them, in that locker room, are there times when you feel like this team could be best served or even better served by guys standing up and saying, hey, this is the way it has been, it's been successful, this is the way we need to do it now?
Well, no, my personal opinion, I don't think it has to be that way. Because a lot of times, Coach Belichick really says, look, whatever's been done in the past is done in the past, and this is your team now. This is our team now, and so that's kind of how we go about it, and we kind of live in the now and not so much the past, And that's just kind of so for guys who like myself who haven't been a part of that past, we have nothing to go on as far except for, you know, just the leadership of, you know, the guys that have been here. But I personally don't think you have to say, okay, well, look, this is how we have to get it done or whatever. This is the way we did in the past, because every team, you know, has its own personality, and, you know, especially with the amount of different players in the locker room. Because most of the guys I played against for the last 7 years are not in the locker room, you know what I mean?
True.
It's just a different team, and that's the way we approach it.
It's going to be funny, actually, to be on the inside looking out and have, whether it's media, fans, commentators, national or local, who are constantly harping on, well, they used to do it this way, so they need to get back to that, while you guys in the locker room know that the dynamic is different and want to forge your own identity. It must be hard at times for you guys not to say you got to stop living in another season different than the one we're in, because we're constantly referencing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, for us, like we really, really focus on what's going on inside the building and, you know, and within the team and the organization. And, you know, for the most part, most guys just kind of focus on, you know, like, you know, what they're hearing now and not too much of anything else going on outside the building, to be honest. So, you know, we just kind of, you know, that's the way, you know, Coach likes it, and you know, it's a good frame of mind for us to be in, because we can't, you know, we can't live up to those, you know, the teams in the past or do what the teams in the past. We can only thing we control is what we do now from here, you know, in this season here on out. I mean, everything else is, you know, nothing we can control, so that's the way we approach it.
Well, Chris, did you hear your team pulled a giant upset of the Indianapolis Colts yesterday? Your former team?
I got to watch that, so, you know, I saw stuff going on, and it went on along with that. But
what did you think?
Yeah. That's kind of tough. I know those guys are disappointed on the Colts. I mean, it's, you know, I can identify why they would be upset about that, you know, playing with that record that they had, and, you know, and obviously they had a chance to win the game, and it's tough, you know, as a competitor to come out of the game.
Sure. Do you feel like then that the Colts might have, I don't know, you've been in locker rooms, you're still in the locker room. Do you feel like the Colts might have hurt their chances for the future, or is this really all overblown?
I mean, it really depends on, you know, how they approach things from here on out. If they really let that affect them, then, yeah, that could have hurt their chances. But, you know, I mean, they got, you know, a great leader, obviously, and Manning, and then the guys that won defense, the guys that have been there for a long time. So, I think that, you know, I think they'll, you know, be probably upset about it, you know, here for a couple of days, and then they'll move on and try and make their, you know, make their run in the playoffs. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to do.
Well, you guys will be facing a team this next week in Houston now. As, again, Chris Baker, Patriots tied in with us here on a Patriots Monday. Houston has an opportunity to play their way in. They need some help getting there, but the first thing they have to do is take care of business and try to beat you guys. So that ought to get your attention, I would think, at least to get started this week.
Yeah, well, you know, they have a good team, and they've been on the cusp of the playoffs the last 2 years. I mean, they've been right there. You know, they haven't really had a bad year or anything like that. So, you know, they have a lot of talent, and, you know, they're going to be fired up for their final home game and, you know, with a chance to get into the playoffs. So, you know, we definitely expect to get their best shot. And, you know, they went down to Miami, and even though the scoring indicated they handled them pretty well. So, you know, we got a big challenge on our hands.
And you guys are stuck in kind of that middle region between having just played a terrific game, maybe the best and most complete game of your season, and deciding whether or not to get guys ready for what's going to be playoff football a week forward from that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know, I'm pretty sure Coach Belichick has an idea of what he wants to do, and I know he's going to, you know, let us know about what we're going to do on Wednesday. So, you know, whatever his plan is for it, I mean, that's what we're going to go with, and, you know, we'll move forward with that on Wednesday.
All right, Chris. Hey, listen, thanks for taking the time. Sounds like you got your hands full there, Dad, but we appreciate your taking the time with us to visit here today, and the best of luck this week.
All right, sure. Thanks a lot. No
Take
problem.
Care.